Former Republican Party vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin was the headline speaker at the conservative event called Restoring Honor. She said she was honored to speak at the same historic spot as Martin Luther King Jr. He was assassinated in 1968 after leading nonviolent protests for civil rights. Palin said she was also proud of the large crowd which had gathered, stretching along the Washington Mall's reflecting pool nearly to the Washington Monument.
It is so humbling to get to be here with you today, patriots. You who are motivated and engaged and concerned, knowing to never retreat, we must restore America and restore her honor.
She said she spoke not as a politician, but as the mother of an Iraq war veteran. Conservative television host and author Glenn Beck organized the rally and also gave a call to action based on God, individual initiative, and national pride.
We choose to look back. Or do we do what every great generation has done in America in times of trouble? Look ahead. Dream about what we're going to become, not worried about what we are. Look forward. Look west. Look to the heavens. Look to God and make your choice.
Nearly all the crowd was white. Many had T-shirts supporting different Tea Party organizations, a grassroots movement which opposes big government in non-military matters. But Beck's rally was not the only one laying claim to the Martin Luther King Jr. legacy.
Keep the dream alive! Keep the dream alive!
Civil rights groups marched and sang an arrival event called Reclaim the Dream that took place at a local high school. Clifton Arrington, who attended King's I Have a Dream speech 47 years ago, led a group of marchers from the New Jersey-based rights group People's Organization for Progress.
I think there needs to be a lot more work to be done in the United States of America, and freedom and justice is not what it should be for all people, and that's why we're still marching and trying to realize the dream.
He had no comment on the other rally, but another participant, Teuti Imhotep, was angry.
If a wolf put on sheep's clothing, that doesn't mean that it is no longer a wolf. It is still the wolf in sheep's clothing. So if you disguise racism today in another way through a beck, it's the same form of racism.
Many at the Reclaim the Dream rally felt the Tea Party movement started in opposition to Barack Obama, the first African-American U.S. president.
You have to add, this is what I'm saying, civil rights in and of itself is equality for everyone, okay? It's so whether or not you're black or you're gay or you're whatever.
Protesters on the National Mall also put up a sign with the word dream, pointing to Martin Luther King Jr., and the word nightmare, pointing to Glenn Beck. It caused several boos and arguments from participants going to and from the Restoring Honor rally. Police were spread throughout the city to break up any possible altercations. Other artists who put up a giant mural of Martin Luther King Jr. said they felt his words of America standing together were being forgotten by many. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.